How many of you have the name Avraham here in the room? Okay, according to the Zohar, I think we'll add an Avraham to all of your names. The Zohar HaKadosh gives an answer to a question that's raised by the Ramban. The Ramban in the beginning of the parasha asks that if one has in front of him not a Medrash, but Chamisha Chumshei Torah, one has no idea why HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Avraham Avinu with the directive Lechecha Me'artzecha. We know nothing at all about Avraham other than he has a father, Terach, and that he has a wife, and that he has a nephew. We don't know anything about him. Noach was introduced. Noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. Noach was ish tzadik, tamim haya b'dorotav. But Avraham we know nothing at all about. So the Ramban gives an answer, and the Maharal gives a different answer, which is, I think, probably one of the most well-known Maharals, because no matter what sefer you open, it would be Derech HaChaim, the Netzach Yisrael, the Gevuras Hashem, you're going to come to this Torah of the Maharal, that there can't be an Ahava HaTluya B'davar in the choices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be totally above anything that we would understand. The choice of Avraham Avinu, the choice of Moshe Rabbeinu, the choice of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai was not a Naseh V'Nishma, it was a Kafalim Har Gigigis. But the Zohar says, no. It's black and white in the Torah. It's black and white in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent out a baskol to the world. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Every human being in the world was capable of hearing this baskol. Only Avraham Avinu acted upon his hearing. Namely, Avraham Avinu was not chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every one of you who is now here, Shana Bet, was one of those who was in a Shana Aleph Shir only a year ago. And the Rebbe spoke all year round about coming to Eretz Yisrael for Shana Bet. And you, like Avraham Avinu, you heard. That's a very, very high madrega, to be able to hear. The language of the Zohar is Vai, Oi, for those, the Yeshenun B'choreihan, Oi, for those who unfortunately are sleeping in their little shelters and don't hear the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So kol hakavod to you who are all in the parasha of Lech Lecha. And as you, I think, all feel, Shana Bet on one hand is much easier than Shana Aleph. You already know your yeshiva, you know your chaverim, you know the rebbeim. You get off, right off the plane, you begin to learn. On the other hand, in the process of lechecha me'artzecha, in the process of your own personal growth, for many of you, this was probably the first time you made a real decision in your lives, that you decided to march according to your own step, not necessarily according to the rove, but according to that which spoke to you, according to that which you heard inwardly. On one hand, that's very beautiful. On the other hand, you sort of feel deep within yourselves that it's a bit frightening. It's a commitment to yourselves, a commitment to who you know that you could be. It's really your first step in terms of your being you. And that's what I'd like to speak about for a few minutes tonight. Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that the world, humanity, were given 6,000 years in this world. And it's divided into three categories: Alpayim Tohu, Alpayim Torah, and Alpayim, during which Mashiach can come. We're close to the end of that Alpayim, which was said the Mashiach. We should come b'mehera b'yameinu tomorrow. In this week's parasha, we find the transition from Olam HaTohu into Olam HaTorah, which is very strange. We're still 448 years before Matan Torah, and we would have expected that would be Torah. Torah begins with Matan Torah. And here we are, where the Gemara points out that the transition from the world of Tohu to the world of Torah is HaNefesh Asher Asa B'Charan. What changed over here in the world? What is it in that pasuk that represents this is the transition from one world, from one era, from one epoch to another? I wanted to suggest that perhaps l'fi anius daiti, sometimes when the Gemara gives a makar, it's in the words that follow in the pasuk, like a v'chule. And the words that follow, as hanefesh asher asa b'charon, are v'yetzu v'leches arza kana'an, v'yavo arza kana'an. The world of Tohu was a world where you had a point of departure. You knew where you were coming from, but you had no idea where you were going to. You had no destination. You had no goal in life. There was nothing that you had to look forward to. V'yetze Kayin milifnei Hashem. Kayin left. Where he was going, he had no idea. He found a place to live. We find by the Dor HaMabul, it speaks about the fact Vayis'u. They traveled and then Vayimtzu'u Bika. They weren't traveling towards the Bika. They were traveling from, but they had no idea where they were going to. That's a world of Tohu. There are transitions when you have a break between two epochs. You have those from the first world to make it into the second world. So we have in our parsha, we have Lot. When Lot was asked by Avraham Avinu, where is he headed? Yimayimin, by Asmila, Smol, Beimina. Lot simply knew that Vayisa Lot Mikedem. He knew where he was going from. He knew what he was leaving. He knew what he was rejecting. He didn't want Avraham. He didn't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where he was heading to, that was not of utmost importance. By Hagar, the Malach asked her, Eini ze bas, v'anu teilechi. He asked her two questions. She only answers one. Vibnei sarai givirti anochi barachat. She knew where she was coming from. She had no idea where she was going to. That's a world of Tohu. Avram Avinu represents the new world, the world of Torah, the world that has a direction, the world that has a destination. They knew where they were going, and that was their life. Their life was that journey. By Avram Avinu, it speaks about he spent his life halach v'nasoah hanegba. From the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, he was headed towards Har HaMoriah. Hanegba, he was headed towards Yerushalayim. It took quite a long time. From the age of 75 until the age of 137, Avraham Avinu was on a journey, but all the time towards a destination. That's what Torah means. One opens up a Mesilas Yesharim, and one finds that Perek Beis begins with Zahirus. Perek Aleph is a Hakdama. But the price of Rapinchas ben Yoyer, on which the Sefer is built, speaks about Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zahirus. Namely, Perek Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim, Yesod HaYesodos, V'shoresh Avoda, that's Torah. That's Torah. Torah, Perek Beis is Zahirus. The foundation of the latter is Torah. And what is Yesod HaYesodos V'shoresh Avoda? That a person knows where he's heading to. That a person knows what his life is all about. That a person has an Yisbarer, V'yisamit. That a person knows deeply within him that he's here in this world for Avodas Hashem, and that gives him his direction. That's what we're speaking about as the difference between Tohu and Torah. But there's also, and this may be a large number of our compatriots, there's also a lot of individuals who take a third approach, the approach of Terach. That it speaks about Terach, that Vayetzu, Valechas Arza Kanaan, Vayevo Ad Haran, Vayeshusham. That you have people who start off in the right direction, who start off with a destination, who are going to their goal, and then they stop in the middle. The Rambam calls that Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Aleph, defines Avodah Zarah as people who want to do Ritzon Hashem, but they get halfway to the Shemesh, to the Areach, to the Meshor Sim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they stop there, like Terach. He wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. He got to Haran, got halfway, and he didn't continue. The real challenge, the real challenge, is that which Rav Froelich spoke about a few minutes ago, of the continuing. Not just the inspiration, not just even the Shana Aleph and the very, very meaningful Shana Bet, to stay as long as possible in Eretz Yisrael, but to continue, to keep going. To view it, that this is, I've begun my journey, but I certainly haven't finished it, and to be able to see where, how one can grow. And there's so many different ways in which each of us individually can grow, but the important thing is to try and grow as a chevra, to try and have a sense not only of my growth, but the growth of those around me. And one looks around the room and one sees you, and one knows that there is a very, very, very special Mokom Torah waiting for you with Rabbi Sobolovsky and Rav Shechter and Rav Tursky and Rav Moshe Tzvi and Rebbeim upon Rebbeim upon Rebbeim, who can help you grow, who can help you continue, who can help you be part of that world of Torah, that world of growth, the world of a journey, that in Yirtzeh Hashem, where your journey is going to end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But it's up to us to begin and to continue and to push ourselves on that journey. That Aretz Asher Areka is that world of Torah. You can only, I'm not even a Kohen, or I can't give you a Birkas Kohen, I give you a Birkas Hedya. That in Yirtzeh Hashem, the words spoken to Avraham, V'heyeh Bracha, should apply to each and one of you, each and every one of you. That you, in Yirtzeh Hashem, should be a bracha. Your life should be a bracha. Your life should be full of bracha. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we should all be zoche to move into the next epoch, the next era, Mashiach, b'mehera v'yameinu amen.
Amen.